This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The military work in Afghanistan is shifting from warfighting to peacekeeping. British troops have arrived in the country as part of the six-month international peacekeeping operation approved yesterday by the UN Security Council. In the mountains of eastern Afghanistan, U.S. combat troops, special forces, and Marines continued the search for remaining fighters from Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda force. NPR's national security correspondent Tom Jelton joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
The bombs are no longer falling, but the Pentagon insists the war isn't over.
And we hear that almost every day, every time Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld or any of his deputies or the senior military briefers come out to talk about Afghanistan. That's the message, that the war is not over. In part, they want to keep the American public prepared for the prospect of U.S. casualties. There have been very few so far, but in a sense, the really dangerous work is just beginning. These U.S. Special Forces down in the Tora Bora region where bin Laden and his al-Qaeda fighters were holed up in the cave are now facing some very difficult work. Though the fighting is over, the U.S. troops want to go through those caves, and many of them are still unexplored. They could be booby-trapped or mined. In fact, General Tommy Franks, the commander of the U.S. war effort, is considering moving a few hundred of the Marines who've been stationed near Kandahar over to that Tora Bora region to take charge of the cave hunting. No final decision has been made, but that mission, in fact, could be given to Army troops in the end. But there is a lot of work being done right now to prepare for a big cave hunting mission, and it could be messy, dirty, cold, and dangerous.
What do they expect to find at this point?
It's all about evidence, Bob. They're looking for anything that might indicate where the al-Qaeda network might turn up next, anything on the identity of al-Qaeda leaders, the operatives abroad, anything that could help them look ahead. And one of the reasons that U.S. commanders are thinking about sending more U.S. troops in to do this work is because they're really quite discouraged with the way the local Afghan troops have handled this mission over the last few days. A senior defense official tells me that the local militia groups in that Tora Bora area are being uncooperative. They're trying to keep U.S. forces out of the caves. Where U.S. forces have been able to get in, they're finding that the local groups there have already been in there, basically, and looted them. So there's a feeling that more U.S. forces are definitely needed in there before any more of this evidence is lost.
What's the latest thinking on the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden?
Well, publicly, U.S. officials continue to say that he could still be in that Tora Bora region, hiding in the woods. He might have been killed. But privately, the betting is that he's in Pakistan. A defense official told me just yesterday that they're thinking that the fact that he has been so well prepared for everything that's happened in this war so far, the fact that he has so much money at his disposal, would suggest that he probably had an escape plan well worked out in advance, and they are now assuming that he did in fact escape and get to Pakistan.
And al-Qaeda prisoners of war in U.S. custody?
Yeah, three more have been moved out to the ship. That's eight out there and 15 in Kandahar. I should just say quickly that the reason that we're seeing prisoners going in two directions, some to the ship and some in Kandahar, is that they are moving the really interesting ones out to the ship. And that's where FBI agents are working intensively to see who's among them.
NPR's Tom Jelton. President Bush is considering prosecution options for John Walker, the 20-year-old American captured with the Taliban in Afghanistan.